time to sharpen your pencils and get ready because there could certainly be a pop quiz at any time. I can't believe I'm telling you that in advance. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, November 25th, 2019. We're burning daylight, so let's get to it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, another $1 million Michigan lottery ticket is floating around about to go up in smoke as the deadline is coming fast. Can you imagine an extra $1 million this year to go Christmas shopping? Well, if you bought a ticket in Highland, you should try to remember where you put it. Number two, the economic outlook seems pretty good right now for Michigan. The Michigan Chamber echoing that. We'll talk more about that as we head toward the big election year of 2020. And number one, the folks are coming home from the districts, to the district, I should say, as the debate over impeachment sours. Alyssa Slotkin will be here. She is the congressional representative for me. She is my rep in Michigan's congressional district number 8. A freshman who went to Washington with a list of things to do, but apparently everything's been sidetracked by impeachment. Now, what does that mean? Here's the real question now. The real question now is, if an impeachment vote were held, would the Democrats get the votes they need for impeachment, or would there be too many cold feet in the room? Now, that's a serious question. You look at all the numbers coming out from all the polling places, and you have to wonder if people like Alyssa Slotkin and Haley Stevens from Michigan's 8th and 11th congressional district, that is, if they would be able to say, yes, I support impeachment. Because new public opinion polls are moving against Democrats as independents sour on the House inquiry and increasingly express opposition to the hearings that have consumed Washington for weeks. The new data coming out as a surprise to Democrats, many of whom believe witnesses have offered damning testimony about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine, but it's just not there. It's just not there. And when Gordon Sondland said, when asked directly, the president said, I don't want anything. I want Zelensky, that being the president of the Ukraine, to do the right thing. Plus, there's impeachment fatigue. Remember, the Democrats ran us through the Mueller investigation for 2 years. And it came up with what did it come up with? Oh, yeah, a big fat zero. A big fat zero. So they went from Russia to obstruction of justice to a Ukraine deal that is, to say thin on facts, is being awfully generous. After 3 years, the country is just sick of hearing about Russia and now sick of hearing about Ukraine after a few weeks. According to the 538 poll, that's Nate Silver, Michigan State University guy, support for impeachment is shrinking. It was at 50.3% in mid-October. It's now down 4 points. This is the average, to 46.3%. Opposition now rising to 46%. And so the overall average and support for impeachment topped out at 47.7%. Now it's below 41%. The YouGov poll registering the same decline. Independent support for impeaching dropping from 39% to 35%, and opposition rising to 40%. So it's in the red on this one. Emerson University finding a more extreme flip. If you didn't hear this number, hear this one. In October, according to the same Emerson University poll, independents supported impeachment 48 to 35. Now they oppose it 49 to 34. That's right. They supported it by 13 points in mid-October. Now they oppose it by 15 points. Those are the independents. Those are the ones that determined the outcome in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Florida. The Morning Consult poll finding the total in favor of impeachment now at 48% and falling. And the most frightening numbers for Democrats have to be the numbers coming out of Wisconsin, a bellwether. Marquette University is considered the gold standard poll in Wisconsin. According to a poll released late last week, President Trump now beats every leading Democrat from 3 to 8 points. beats every leading Democrat by 3 to 8 points. And so the solution for all this is for Michael Bloomberg to jump in the race. I'm not kidding. Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York that was a Democrat before he became a Republican, before he became an independent, before he became a Democrat. Jumping into the race, says he will spend $30 million this week to kick off his campaign. $30 million. Now, the Democrats all told to date have spent $82 million on media. $60 million of that coming from Tom Steyer, the billionaire from California. So here comes Bloomberg. Considered to be a moderate, not what the base wants. He's not Bernie Sanders. He's not Elizabeth Warren. He's not Mayor Pete. But he is a guy that will further confirm the idea that we're going to have a brokered convention. And we are. A brokered convention for the Democrats. Because Bernie's not getting out this time. He'll go all the way to the convention with his 15 to 18 points. Also going all the way to the convention with 20 to 22 points will be Joe Biden. I say 20 to 22. Elizabeth Warren will be at the 10 to 12 range. Mayor Pete, 8 to 10. And you start to get it. And then you got Bloomberg. I think Bloomberg will be in that 8 to 10 range too right now based on what I'm seeing. So if you've got all that going on, you don't have anybody that has a clear-cut victory for the Democrats. Not at all. Not at all. And so that means they're going to be battling it out. And don't forget, now that Bloomberg's in, which, by the way, was predicted by Steve Bannon on this program months ago. Steve Bannon came on this program and said two people are going to get in the race that are not in yet. Mayor Bloomberg's one, check. And the second one, of course, is Hillary Clinton. And I'm telling you, that would be the greatest gift to me ever. I beg of her to get in the race. It'd be like Christmas every day around here. And speaking of Christmas, December 9th, put that on your calendar and circle it. Circle December 9th on your calendar because that's the day that Michael Horowitz will release his Inspector General Part 3 report. And apparently we've already learned that an FBI lawyer manipulated, altered, and fabricated parts of the FISA warrant. However you want to look at that, so it's coming. Big changes to the FISA application that went after Carter Page. And that changes everything. Today I want you to do this. I want you to go to stevegruber.com. Check out all the content, and while you're there, I want you to stop by Wolverine Water Systems and get a free water test scheduled. And if you do that, you will be involved with Wolverine Water's Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway worth $7,500. If you win, you'll win a Blue Line 4-in-1 system with nickel-plated brass valves and the best water treatment system you can get, made in Michigan, by the way, a Pure Health reverse osmosis drinking water system with alkaline, and a clean air station for air purification. It's the Wolverine Water Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway. Again, $7,500 in value. Just go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine button, and away you go. It is the Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.